that will help you to make most of the retreat as it goes on. So I think we will just sing a little so that those who are still outside know we start, and then we will have our first session called Entering the Retreat, which I think is very necessary or very enlivening or sets a nice mood. I'm very happy to see those whom I have not yet greeted. Also the Miracle Mira is here, Hari Bol. And yes, let's just sing, and then I know in many of our retreats, when the people hear, oh, there's some sound going on, it means now I have to come. It's like the alarm clock.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. You all to really enter the sound vibration of the divine names. You all have come from a far away and a rather busy life, I assume. Please, for a moment, leave that behind and focus now on your own singing. Because now we have this retreat where we just leave everything behind to create new space inside. Really, it's about creating new space inside for that one relationship, that divine relationship. So please arrive, arrive, arrive. Everybody now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Sila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. So I want to now really officially welcome all of you. I'm very, very inspired to give this Living Name retreat. It's actually part two, I should say. We had last year part one, but I will try to take some of the insights from part one and repeat them here so that every one of you is really able to take the maximum benefit out of it. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shimade Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare The idea of going on a retreat is actually very old, and I will in a few minutes tell you a little bit about the retreat culture, the principles which work in this culture. But I would like to say how in particularly this Holy Name retreats came about. I won't be able to give you a historical development how this was in the movement, but I can tell you my own efforts and the efforts of a dear friend of mine, Burijan Prabhu, with whom I'm giving these Govardhan retreats. What became extremely clear to me in my own spiritual life is that a genuine spiritual experience is required to move forward. See, as people who are on the spiritual path, money and even positions which we can take on in our movement or amongst our friends cannot actually motivate us. Nor can other rewards like a lot of pleasure, holidays, give us the strengths which we require to move on. We actually run on spiritual experience, just like a car runs on fuel. And just like when there is no fuel for a car, the car stops. When there are no deep, genuine, rewarding spiritual experiences, then our progress on our own spiritual path comes to a halt, at least a momentary halt, until something happens again which shakes us up and which moves us. So this spiritual experience which transforms the philosophy which we hear and the beliefs which we have into, let us see, something pulsating, something strength-giving, something energizing that is required and making retreats, or let us say, organizing retreats and also participating in retreats is meant really for this very important and essential element of our spiritual life. It is meant to assist each one of the participants so that they can make their own experience. Therefore, I like to always say, it's your retreat. This means it depends a little bit on you, what you make out of it and what you get out of it. When many years ago, when the world was young, I had been for a long time just traveling around the world and spreading bhakti and Krishna consciousness, both to the outside world, and then I'm regularly lecturing or creating events or participating in events in our movement. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, after I did this for many years, you know, tirelessly going to outside programs. I was invited to rock and roll festivals, all kinds of events. You have, if I would one day tell you my story, you won't believe it, where I was and where I tried. I was even in the discotheque, in an underground discotheque of the Frankfurt airport, with Boy George. When I was, I noticed everyone had a golden earring in either the left ear or the right ear, and I thought, how decorative! And I was informed that I was part of a gay party. No problem, I don't want to, but. Every conceivable and inconceivable place I had been invited, and to present something of Krishna consciousness, not always the entire philosophy, but a part, for instance, singing and dancing. So after going through this, being in many, many venues, I had to ask myself the question, okay, good. You can talk about spiritual life. You can present it to some, in some degree. But how can you actually give the people an experience which is so profound, which is so deep, which is so real for them, that they feel, wow, this is now a new thing in my life, and I will really use this experience to continue to design my life based on what I saw, what I felt, what I had. And I was asking myself, how can you do this, and what can be done? And I found the only answer which I had at that time was, we can try to dedicate our time, I'm saying now our, means the participants in the retreat, to together as a group, as people who do the same thing, create an atmosphere of more focus, of more connection, really, or let us say more focus, so that more connection can take place. And therefore, the first retreat I remember was in Switzerland, the first retreat of this kind, Holy Name Retreat, in Switzerland, where we rented a house. It was called Hari Chalet, very good name for this. Chalet means house, and Hari, I think they had another Hari in mind than we had in mind. And we just basically collected instructions from the scriptures, instructions from the self-realized source, Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas. We repeated this, we said, do it like this, and we chanted japa at that time, only japa, the silent meditation. And after the first retreat, I still remember, we all only had one comment. The comment was, wow, what was that? We had made an experience which we could not express in a better way than using the word which I've just used. And we gave more retreats everywhere, and I found out many of my God brothers also started to give retreats, and we combined our sources, our intelligence, and we created these Holy Name retreats. I don't want to say I'm the only one. No, no. Many, it started, many devotees do this. Many, it's done in many places, and I think very excellently. This is a short history. There are many retreats all over. Then after some time of, you know, doing this again and again and again and again and again, I began to ask the question, what are some principles which really work, some keys? And I came up with five keys. I called them pranas. Prana is the life force. And I put them down in a book called The Living Name, which teaches with practical exercises how to bring new life to your practice by applying these five principles. And now this book is out since quite some time. It is, apparently, no gentleman speaks about his own books. It's there, in other words. So then I combined with Manu since many years. This is Manu, in case you don't know him. Manu does these very successful events. I think it's Europe's greatest kirtan events which he organized. This, they are called Radha Desh Mellows. It's every year, it takes place in the last week, end of January, am I correct? And Manu and myself became close, and we said, let's also offer the retreats here in Radha Desh, so that those who are interested to go deeper, whom we have maybe contacted through the Radha Desh Mellows, etc., they can come. And we also offer a kirtan course, which is going on, I think, for 8 weeks. Is it true? 8 weeks. here, and our ambitious plan is to build a kirtan hall for 1,000 people where chanting will go on every day, day and night for the rest of the life. So we have some idea, we are up to something, as Gaur Krishna would say. They are up to something. Good. This is a little history. I would like to now help you to frame your experience by giving you a little advice which I got from my friend Burijan Prabhu. He once recommended a book for me to read where, amongst other subjects, the idea of going on retreat is very nicely explained, and I couldn't really explain it better, so I will just read it like it is. You will need to concentrate a little, especially those who don't have English as their mother tongue. It is Richard Rohr from his book Falling Upward, not falling downward, but falling upward. Where we are betwixt and between the familiar and the completely unknown, there alone our old world is left behind. While we are not yet sure of the new existence, that's a good space where genuine newness can begin. Let me repeat it in simple English. When we are between our familial world, our familiar life, that which we do every day, think every day, and so on, and when we and that which is not yet known to us, a more ideal life, a more ideal version of our life, in that space of not knowing, genuine newness can begin. Get there often and stay as long as you can, by whatever means possible. This is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed to you. If we don't encounter that liminal space in our lives, it's the borderline, huh? The threshold. If we don't encounter liminal space in our lives, we start idealizing normalcy. Can you follow? It's a little intellectual. If you always keep on doing the same things over and over again, you will start idealizing this as, you know, and say, this is the best I can do. But if you are willing to leave, at least for some time, the old and known sphere of your life, and you're ready to enter the adventure of not knowing, the adventure of being in the process of becoming, developing into something, a better version of yourself, then this is a good space where genuine newness can begin. Otherwise, you will settle for a normal life and idealize it. Yes. He continues, it's only one more sentence. The threshold, die Grenzschwelle, the threshold is God's waiting room. Here we are taught openness and patience as we come to expect an appointment with the divine doctor. Have you ever been in a waiting room? And the door is not open, but you know soon he will come out, the person for whom I'm waiting. So this is where new things, where the Lord, where Krishna can reveal something new for you. And I think it's safe to say that all of us need to move on. We don't need to idealize normalcy. We are on the spiritual path. It would be good if we have an appointment with the divine doctor and get some new inspirations. I'm personally want to reveal to you how I, as an individual, deal with this waiting room, with this threshold. Since now many years, 25 plus years, I'm going on a personal retreat each year. It's 1 month long. I'm going to the place where I can really retire from everything else. It's in sacred India. And I'm doing a few things which I would like to recommend to you. They come from the retreat, from people who go regularly on retreats. The first thing, if you want to come into this space where you get new inspiration, you need to go into what is called solitude. It means you need to minimize distraction. I always say this. This morning, Braj Bihari spoke a little bit about the distraction monster. He had one big monster in his shirt. I'm speaking of mobile telephones. I mean, everyone needs them now. They have their good usage. But you all know you're hooked or connected to the world through this constantly receiving, that this thing which constantly receives messages from the world which might distract you. At least, you know, you can say Maya is now only a switch of the left finger or the right finger or whatever it is away, you know. Zoop, is it called the swipe? Is it swipe function or swipe? Maya is only a swipe away, you know, on your mobile telephone. So minimize distraction and go on. What I do is I don't operate mobile telephone. I'm happy that I'm not intelligent enough to use them. I just go in a place where no one knows me. I lock the door behind me. I even wrote a poem once against it. Lock me up, because then I can be finally free. And then I enter into a phase of prolonged chanting. I chant from morning till evening. And then as I do this, I totally get separated from the Satchinandan Swami, which you know, the person who writes, who talks endlessly, who gets on your nerves at times, and so on. I become actually very interested in Krishna and my relationship to Krishna, and I enter this waiting room, you know. The old is no longer there, the old life, the old persona is no longer active, but the new is also not yet there. And I must tell you, it is a little uncomfortable. That's the first realization. It is a little uncomfortable. It feels so different. So entirely different. And at times, in that, when you begin to go on a retreat, your mind will rebel. Ah, what am I doing? I could just go now to the temple and give lectures, and many people would come. Here I'm just struggling, pumping the rounds out, trying to concentrate, but can't concentrate. Oh, what's the use? Maybe I should go and make an interesting preaching tour in South Alaska, and like this. The mind rebels. It will rebel also for all of you, because I will try to bring you to a new space where new things can happen. But that is very brief. And then after you have come to the zero point, I call it, not the old life and not the new life, then a new start comes. And I found out, my dear devotees, it's genuinely nourishing me for the entire year. I couldn't do what I tried to do if this wouldn't be there. I would be discouraged by the many obstacles which happen when you try to spread Krishna consciousness in modern times, and when people are just so slow sometimes. Also the mental energy and everything, and the realizations and the insights come. So this retreat is not a month long. It's not in India. We won't lock anyone up like they do with me. But the it's not so heavy, but the principle will be there, and that is to create a new space, at least for 3 days, by minimizing the habitual distractions. Habitual distractions, no? So by coming here to Radhadesh, which is the most beautiful place with the hottest weather in Europe, I would say, you are actually physically in a new space, and by further going on this retreat and participating in it, you will come into a wonderful space, which I request you to fill with more chanting, with more. We will do group japa, we will do optional kirtans, we will have beautiful evening programs with one demigod has announced his arrival, he will dance. We will have yagyas, Amara is here, the super-priest. Super-priest is not a nice word. Who would be happy with this word? There will be a Sankalpa yagya. In the evening, there will be evening programs where we sit before the deities and sing all together and so on. I will announce the program in a little while. But for now, I want to encourage you. Ich möchte euch Mut machen. I want to encourage you. Yes, encourage you means I want to give you courage. Please take part fully, and please also give yourself this time. Allow yourself this time. Give this as a charity to your busy life, a time where you enter the waiting room of God, so to say, or the threshold, so that genuine spiritual experiences through the power of the Holy Name can take part in your life and encourage you and inspire you. When you come out of this, I guarantee you, you will make wiser decisions in your life. You will be more energized to put the right type of priorities, and you will hopefully experience Krishna's presence in your heart more than before. So before I start, with some other things and end with the meditation. This is small things are left. I want to make a meditation in the end. I would like you to take part in the first exercise. These exercises are very important. I request you to turn to a neighbor. It can be anyone. You don't need to know him or her. Discuss three questions. Who is a good writer here? First class handwriting. Janakinath, your handwriting is celebrated all over England. Is it or is it poor?
I can give it
that one. Yeah, you can. So please come and write there on that thing. Do we have a working pen?
It's behind the board.
Mostly in temples, our pens go on strikes, but not this one. So here's the first question. Where are you now in your relationship to the Holy Name? Okay. The questions will appear on the board. The second question will be, where do you wish to go? And the third question, where utmost honesty is required, will be, what can you do during the retreat that will help you to go from where you are now in the direction? I don't think you will reach where you wish to go, at least not if you have a very high goal, but you will bridge the gap a little bit more between where you are now. Do you have this, Janakinath? Where do you wish to go, and what can you do practically? That's the third one.
Yes, almost done.
Good. So please find yourself a neighbor. I will go with Vipula. So,
you're supposed to be the fastest. And then you write practical steps. This is amazing. Please put it up.
One moment. We're just starting. So, Haribol, the questions are up now. I have seen some of you talking about other interesting things. That's also good. There should be ample time for association. But please, there is a reason why I do this. I'm preparing you for a very deep meditational exercise, and these questions will prepare you. So please, where are you now? See the beautiful handwriting of Janakinath on the wall. Where do you wish to go, and the practical steps which you can take during this retreat? Please start now. And both of you should equally talk, not just one person. You have about 7 German minutes.
while you're here on the retreat.
You have one more minute.
Yeah.
fear. The fear. And he will break it. He will take his dental drill and get to the nerve. I believe really that the Lord is known as the Lord of Attraction. So there may be some thrilling, but the attractive part will always be more than the thrilling part. Otherwise, we have simply we can forget it. I continue. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So I would like to now lead you in your first exercise that will, it's a meditative exercise, or kind of meditative exercise, which brings you in contact really with something which we could call a sankalpa, an inner orientation, which will become your best friend really during the retreat. It will inform you like a good friend, or go now there, do this, you wanted this. This inner orientation is also good, because tomorrow at 8:30 sharp, we have to do it because of the 8:30 in the morning. Here in the temple, there will be a homa or a yagya, fire yagya?
Yeah, we can call it homa.
Yeah, a homa, yes. A fire yagya, where we will do a ceremony which will empower each one of you to come a step higher on the spiritual level, so that it is easier for you to do the retreat. And I understand from my discussion with Amara Prabhu, our priest who guides us, this homa or fire yagya is also working beyond this this ceremony. It's something to really empower you spiritually, or infuse a type of life into you which you might require. You can see we are quite serious here. It is something where, at least to our best capacity, we want to give you an extraordinary experience, really, an empowering experience. Let me, before this exercise, read a little glorification of the holy names from our tradition, which shows you just how important the holy name is, and how capable he really is to give you a new experience. Harinama eva kevalam. Madhuram madhurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Please repeat the last line. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. He's more sweet than all other sweet things. He's more auspicious than all other auspicious things. He's the greatest purifier of all other purifying things. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Abhramastambapayantam Savamaya Mayam Jagat Satyam Satyam Puna Satyam. You know the line. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. In contrast to the holy name, the entire universe, from exalted Brahma down to the lowly clump of grass, is a product of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. The only thing that is reality, reality, again I say reality, the only thing is the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Nishvase nahi vishvasaha kadarudho bhavishyati kirtaniya mato balyat. Please. Dear devotees, dear friends, and also dear skeptics, there is no certainty when your last breath will come and put an abrupt stop to each single plan of yours. Therefore, it is wise to always practice chanting the holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. It should be heard again and again with one's ears. It should be uttered and spoken over and over with one's voice. It should be eternally sung and sung anew. The holy name of Sri Hari alone is everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everybody, Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare
devotees, I request you, dear friends and everyone, to please sit straight. Please look around for a moment, just scan your environment. I will soon ask you to close your eyes. Focus a little on the sounds which you hear. Maybe you hear my orchestra here. You may hear the restlessness in some of you. And focus on your breathing. When you breathe in, feel your chest widen. As you breathe out, chest comes back in its normal position. Good deep breath. It's really breath work. It's not sleeping work. It's breath work. Center yourself. That means when you breathe in, be there. Breathe in and know, and also feel how you inhale. Consciously breathe in and out. Krishna describes that he is prana, the life force. Now it's time for you to feel that, not to think that. Life force entering you. And leaving you on an exhale. With each exhale, relax your body a little bit more. But remain alert. If you find your mind wandering. Just observe it. Don't take your thinking too serious. Let the thoughts come and go just like the clouds of Radhadesh. But don't identify with them. You came from far. You took this time out from your busy work, maybe, or busy life. Some of you left studies, friends. You're here for a purpose. Come closer to your ideal spiritual life by learning to chant with a sense of deep absorption. We all know absent-minded chanting. We all know dutiful chanting. But do we know deep, absorbed chanting? We will sing now. During this time, I request you to consciously ask for blessings so that your own spiritual goals will manifest by the superior strengths. By divine blessings. As you chant now, come to a little bit deeper place than you usually are. Come to a place where you can ask for divine blessings, strengths from above, Kripa Shakti.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
To turn to the altar now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, one more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama. Rabiji, so I wish to. We will sing in a moment much more. Oh, so Rabi Gunji.
the bell is very loud. Good. Here are a few things which you need to know how we will run the retreat. Each morning, that is tomorrow morning, starting with tomorrow morning, we will start at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7 by doing japa in the community hall. I'm a little bit hesitant because I know that some of you came from a long journey, and I would recommend that you are there. But please try to be on time. We will go to the community hall. This is what you have to put in your mind now. Then at 7 o'clock, we will leave the community hall to be for sure here at 7:15 for the darshan. And then tomorrow is an extraordinary discovery lecture where we start, please help me someone, 7:30, ideal, plus minus. So whatever happens in your life, 7:30, you must be here. That's part of the retreat, even if someone has to carry you on his shoulder. 7:30, very important. Tomorrow is a little optional, but if you can make it, be there please at 6 o'clock in the community hall. I'm reading it here. Then within the lecture, embedded in the lecture, is this fire yagya, this sankalpa homa, which will empower us. And then I won't tell you all of it. We have a wonderful, then the next thing is a workshop, and there is optional kirtans, there are agora meditations, and so on. But I don't want to overburden your memory now. There will be schedules which we will put up in before the temple room will be a schedule, and you will see them everywhere. But for now, I request you, try to be there at 6 o'clock in the community hall, not in the temple. Some of us, including myself, will come for the Mangal Aarti at 4:30, but I'm aware that some of you are just... And it's an intense day which you will have today, tomorrow. So 6 o'clock would be nice. 7:30 is a must in the temple room. Yes? Good. As much as a must is a must, you know. Obviously, it's your retreat. You can time yourself. Fine. And during the time, I want to also say this, during the time, I request you to try to remain in that space. That means when you talk with your friends and with your neighbors and everyone, even if you make phone calls, try to speak about your experiences, try to maybe read also more during the time, chant extra mantras, turn prayerfully to the Lord. Really try to enter the waiting room so that where new discoveries will take place. That's very good. It's only for three days or four, three full days. And you will come out new. People will say, "You shine! My God, are you shining?" That is what you know. One day on the webpage we will publish all these letters which come. The people really experience transformation and changes. But it is dependent on what you put in. There's a statement in the Bhagavad Gita, perhaps you know. Yeyatamang prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. In the degree someone surrenders unto me, in that degree I respond. I reward them accordingly. So that is a very good possibility. That's a very good spiritual law. It's as sure as the gravitation law. It works as predictable as the law of the strong force and the weak force. That's from physics. It is really there. If you open yourself up, and if you go into give your best, whatever it is, there will be a reciprocation from the spiritual side. We will end now here. Each evening around this time, a little bit before, 15 minutes before, we have what we do every evening in Radha Desh. We sing for about, how long, Manu? What? 1 hour in the temple room as the priests are doing their altar services. So you are invited to stay here. Maybe today is a day where you are just settling in. You have to decide. But from tomorrow, each day, we end the day with wonderful kirtan. And today, our kirtan leader will be Gaur Krishna itself. So, Hare Krishna. I thank you very much for your participation, for your patience with me, for your kindly listening. See you all tomorrow at either 6 o'clock in the community hall or 7:30-ish and the temple room, this room here. Hare Krishna. Haribo, all the best for you.